it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we had a full weekend of NFL. Obviously, there's two more games to go. One is clearly the Bucks, who are visiting your Houston Texans here at NRG. That one kicks off at 6. And then there's the late game that is happening at, 9 Central?
Yeah,
when it actually kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we'll be kind of wrapped up in some other things. And for those that were worried, don't worry too much. You will get a truncated version of the drive from 2 to 3. You get an hour quick speed session through
the pregame to the pregame.
Yeah, that's what they will do. The pregame to the pregame.
Pregame
with Clint Ron.
It's gonna be a speed drive.
And yeah, I like that.
It's gonna be a speed drive.
But yeah, within the weekend, there was AFC South stuff going on. So let's go around the AFC South. And as always, you know, it is a choose your own adventure type of thing. So John Lopez, Figgy Fig, let me know where are we gonna start: the Colts, the Jags, or the Tennessee Titans?
Man, we have got to start with those hated Colts. My goodness. First of all, like, big picture thought, are you a little more nervous about this division than you were 2 weeks ago?
I think that you
yes.
I think that you have to be a little bit, because the Indianapolis Colts, now 2-0, get a victory over the Denver Broncos, now 1-1. It was a 29-28 victory, and it happened with a little bit of late game shenanigans. Do we have audio of this? Because I realized that you put this together. So the Colts, with mere seconds left on the clock, line up for what would have been a game-winning field goal. It's 28-26 after the last few minutes of this game was kind of comedy.
Wild.
As well. There was some interceptions where you had a touchdown celebration with the mascot Blue by Cam Bynum, who had another
that
interception.
That was gold, by the way.
Two interceptions in as many weeks from Cam Bynum. He's shown to be kind of solid. The Colts set up for a field goal, game-winning field goal. And this is what it sounds like.
Sanchez will hold. And the kick is no good! Is there a penalty down in the middle of the field?
Yeah, buddy.
Right by the center.
Goodness.
They must have touched the center.
Personal foul. Leverage. Defense number 96.
That's a huge. Oh, my goodness. That is a huge penalty.
First down.
That's not a little penalty. That's 15-yard penalty.
Now it is a 45-yard field goal with no time left. This for the win. Spencer Schrader. It's good, and the Colts have won.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man,
I don't remember
man.
The last time I saw man. A leverage penalty called.
Here's the thing, and a lot of people were complaining about it, and you're not complaining, you're just saying it's been a while. It was.
I feel like we do see it a little bit, but not in the moment like that.
Yeah, but it actually
it feels like I have to go back to Troy Polamalu.
No, you'll see it on like a field goal kick, I mean, just like an extra point kick or something like that. But nah, not when the game is on the line like that.
But my thing is though, Figgy, it really was something they should not have done. It was a penalty.
Yeah, that was a bonehead penalty, man. They should not have the coach should not have won that game, man.
No. Well, they played their asses off.
They did. No, they did. But I feel like the couple plays that led up to that field goal was kind of.
No, it definitely
they
was.
They were playing like it was a 26-yard field goal.
Yeah.
I'm like, dog, y'all got 60 yards, man. That's a 60-yard field goal.
And that's what tells me that this is not a great team. However, Daniel Jones has looked like exactly what you expect Daniel Jones to look like with a coordinator that knows how to call plays around him. Daniel Jones, 23 of 34 yesterday, 316 yards. And a touchdown with a passer rating of a 107. Like, that is very solid. That's all within the wheelhouse of what Daniel Jones can give you. And it feels like that alone, maybe with some other things, but that majorly has set up the Colts to just have some stability at the quarterback position, which allows everything else to work out well. You had Tyler Warren. I think I got a text from one Figgy Fig in the middle of this game that goes, oh, Tyler Warren might be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, 79 yards on 4 receptions. You have Jonathan Taylor doing Jonathan Taylor things, 165 yards on the ground, 6.6 yards a carry. All these things, and that's against a Denver Broncos defense that has been pretty damn solid. Like, this Colts team was able to move the ball, admittedly, at home, but they were able to do just enough to get a victory, and now they are 2-0, which is not something to scoff at, because when teams are 2-0, particularly since they have gone to the 14-team playoff, 42 teams have started 2-0, and 33 have made the playoffs, which is 78.6 of them.
Look, and I didn't answer the question when I posed it to you guys about, are you a little bit more nervous in this division? It's not just Daniel Jones looks more than adequate. It's not just that. That's part of it. And he's going to be a part of the question of the day that's coming up in about 9 minutes as well. It's the weapons they have are the best in the division. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well,
Tyler
Warren's real good at tight end.
Jonathan
Taylor's damn good at running back. Alex Pierce, Michael Pittman, those are solid. They do what they need.
No, I can't push back too much on that.
I think they have the best weapons in the division. What did Taylor go for? 165?
165. 6.6 a carry.
I think the part that kind of worries me is how they look currently.
Yeah.
And how the Texans offense look.
Right.
And that's the part that kind of gets me. Now, if the Texans offense was rolling, yeah, I'm like, shoot, they ain't going to last.
They
got to
face this defense, obviously.
Yeah, so, but just how this offense is looking, it is making me a little worried.
And mind you, this is their first 2-0 start since 2009 for the Colts. So, no.
Really? That long?
Yeah. Who was the quarterback in 2009?
All right. Okay. Their next game, mind you, is against the Tennessee Titans.
I love when Figgy does stuff like
the Colts are 3-point favorites in that Tennessee game that'll happen on Sunday. So, there you go. That's a
Well, just real quick, another couple things about this game that you should make note of, if nothing else. They have a coordinator, man. They have a play caller.
Oh, yeah. They've had that. We've seen Shane Steichen do this with Gardner Minshew. It's just Anthony Richardson was so untenable. He was so up and down. It made it so that you couldn't find a level pegging. And they found that level.
And then the last thing that made me sort of go, okay, you cannot not notice or give credit to the Colts is that was the Broncos. Not only was that the Broncos, that was the Broncos defense.
I said it. Was it on Friday? Mm-hmm. I'm saying, how would you feel if the Colts beat the Broncos? Mm-hmm. Now, I wouldn't really put that win up there like, oh, they just crushed the Broncos.
But that's a damn good defense.
Yeah.
It was an eye-opener for sure, and so we'll have to watch the Colts, especially once they get into division next week. All right, you have the Jags, you have the Titans.
Jags.
All right, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I had to think about it for a second.
They lose, but only just barely to a Cincinnati Bengals team in Cincinnati. And the thing that makes this a little bit less nice for the Jags, Joe Burrow suffered a turf toe injury in the first half and didn't return. So you got a heavy dose of Jake Browning, who threw for 241 yards, 2 touchdowns, but also 3 interceptions. Now, Jake Browning was in, and he's had a lot of time where he's come in during these games. He was in for the game-winning drive, including a quarterback sneak where he leapt over the line at the 1 yard line to win the game. But a good thing for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Bashaun Tutin looked good. Remember, they traded they traded Tank Bigsby last week, and you go, all right, so how does that running back room look? ETN was solid. Or was fine. Bashaun Tutin looks like a guy that they're going to be able to lean on going forward. 8 rushes for 42 yards on 5.6 yards per carry. That looks like there might be some juice
yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Now we know why they could trade Bigsby. So there's that. And this is another thing. I've not been from the get-go a very big Liam Cohen fan. I kind of respected some of the things that he did, and not just as a play caller, but handling Trevor Lawrence. Actually showed some real, fortitude, pushing back, that big thing that made the rounds about hit him in the chest, pushing back, giving him some hard coaching. That's not something I really expected from him, but he did it. And so a little bit of a, not like the Colts, but a little bit of a, okay, he may not be as bad as I thought he was.
That was a real up and down game.
Yeah.
We don't have time for it. I'll get to the audio when we go around the NFL. But it seems like there might be a little bit of discord happening there as they are trying to get through some of that hard coaching. So that'll be something to watch. Trevor Lawrence didn't have a great game, and Brian Thomas Jr. definitely didn't have a great game.
We'll get to that.
They will, obviously, they're the Houston Texans opponent next week. Texans open as a 1.5-point favorite in that one. And then finally, the Tennessee Titans, they lost against the Los Angeles Rams. That was going to be a really interesting one. 33-19, so it was a very big win by the Rams. Cam Ward had 175 yards, a touchdown. He had 5 sacks in this game, but he did also have a gorgeous throw across the body, one of those ones that looks ill-advised.
No.
But across the field, after scrambling, and it was Elik Ayamonor for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. That's a name that you're definitely going to have to put in the memory banks. Yeah. He looks good early.
It's just another, it ties back to our first segment. I mean, it's just another reason you got to put something out there today for the Texans, as the Texans.
100%. Yeah. And so we'll be talking about that as we're heading towards a Texans-Bucks matchup, Monday Night Football at NRG Stadium, 6 p.m. is when you'll be able to hear that here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, which is actually inspired by the Indianapolis Colts quarterback one, Daniel Jones. What players or coaches or maybe someone else do you probably owe an apology to? 713-572-4610. We'll do that next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.